This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time now for Mego and Shime on WEEI.
Welcome into another edition of Mego and Shime. It is Mego and Shime. Not normally, out and about, but today we are.
We're on a road show, I believe.
We are. This is the first ever Mego and Shime road show live from Time Out Market Boston. Instead of back in our normal Brighton studios, Mego, we've come out into the world. We've ventured through the cold. We're out here getting ready, enjoying the people, enjoying the public, and getting ready for this Tom Brady lookalike contest.
Yes. I cannot wait. Okay, so the Tom Brady lookalike contest, we're at Time Out Market in Fenway, and I love this place. I pop in here a lot when we're in the Fenway studio. They have so many options for food. I've also been here for drinks before concerts at Fenway.
Oh,
and it's
nice.
Like a sneaky great place, because when you're going to Fenway, all due respect, people will pop into Game On,
people will pop into these other places,
and they get mobbed. And so, famously, the Jonas Brothers concert 2 years ago, at which I got hammered drunk.
Way too drunk.
And was hungover for 48 hours, and it was a real low point for me. Well, the fun started here.
Nice.
I think that that's actually like a ringing endorsement for the
Absolutely.
Cocktail bar at the other end.
And we're gonna
get into that after we finish our show today. But I am very
yeah,
curious.
I promise not during the show.
Not during the show. We are professionals.
And somewhat.
An hour from now, the Tom Brady lookalike contest is supposed to start here. And this is a real trend, Shime.
Yeah.
Like this.
Everybody's talking about this.
Well, it's also these lookalike contest. It's such a brilliant idea.
The Timothy Chalamet one in New York City.
That's the big one that started it all.
Yeah, Chalamet just showed up.
What if Brady shows up today?
Imagine. That'd be kind of nuts. I think he's probably busy. He's probably like in New Orleans at like a Michael Rubin party still.
Yeah, but that's not like the longest flight.
No, and for him, it's like a PJ flight. It's 3.5 hours, 4 hours, whatever that flight is. Boom, he's back. You never know. Could be a straggler.
It's not. I mean, New Orleans, that's not a different time zone, right?
I think it is. I think it's Central Time Zone.
Is it?
I think so.
Dang, okay.
It's an hour behind.
That's an hour difference.
If
you don't have to make a big time zone jump, I feel like you're that level of rich. Why not show up?
Yeah, I mean, it's Tom Brady. He has more money than God. He could hop it off. Well, I mean, then again, he'd have to go back for the game tomorrow. So that'd be a lot of travel in like 2 days. But, you know.
He's not used to that. Like I said, he doesn't travel like we travel.
That's true.
And how often do you get to walk around Boston, the city where you played for 2 decades, and you're essentially looking in a mirror of yourself.
See all the people that look like you.
Maybe a dozen plus, who knows, maybe 100 people who believe from Boston that they look like you, a man who many consider the best-looking quarterback in the history of the NFL, along with the greatest quarterback in the
history. It's true. I'm curious to see, when we do see the Tom Brady lookalikes, how many of them have had some form of Botox like Tom has. Maybe a little work done like Tom has. That'd be pretty impressive.
You know what? I don't frown upon it.
No,
whatever
absolutely not.
You got to do to get yourself in
your
Tom Brady level of attractiveness, I don't frown upon it.
I don't blame him at all. I'm too scared to do something like that. I don't have enough.
You don't need it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks,
you know,
Meg. I
really,
appreciate
you
it.
You've got that naturally great great skin.
Yeah, you know, I just glow. It's great.
Have you ever had a doppelganger? Like, has anyone
ever?
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy. There's
someone famous or someone in your day-to-day?
So there's some kind of political correspondent, Chuck something, I forget. I could probably find the picture.
Chuck Todd?
Maybe. That somebody once said that I look just like
Meet the Press?
Yeah, he has the goatee and the balding hair, and so
I'm bringing up right now.
Yep, it's exactly who. That's who I've been told I look exactly like.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I think Chuck Todd is a handsome man. I think he's on television.
Yeah, he's on television. It's true. It's true. Maybe I could be on TV one day. I'd probably have to go full bald, though. I'd have to really kind of just make the sacrifice and shave off the whole head.
I think it's not a good look for TV. What do you mean?
As currently constituted, not a great TV look.
Are you saying that there's an exclusion of fine bald men on television?
No. I'm saying if I go bald, I could make the television jump. But prior to that, as currently standing, I probably could not.
I don't really have a doppelganger.
That's why I'm in radio.
And I feel like it makes it. I feel a little insecure about that.
Really? Why? You're one of a kind. You're unique.
Because
you're
that makes me ugly. I feel like if nobody can come up with a famous person that you look like, it sneaky means like, oh, it's not.
Well, it was famously just photo day not too long ago at WEEI. We got some professional photos done, one of which I was told looks just like the Kevin James meme. So maybe I'll toss that out on socials because
that is rude.
Yeah, that was very rude. I felt very, I was like, oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Now I'm getting compared to King of Queens, Kevin James. That's good. That's good. That's where I'm at in my life. But
again, another famous person.
That's true.
That's
could be worse.
Somebody who can make it in Hollywood, who can make it in television, albeit political television, which is politics is Hollywood for ugly people.
It's true.
This is still like a nice comparison for
you. Yeah, a lot of TV shows, a lot of movies. You know, here
Kevin
comes
James.
The boom. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's an international sex symbol, actually.
That tracks.
That's what that meme's about, right?
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, he is pretty popular. That's what happens when you become a meme, right? You become an international sex symbol. Is that how that works? Anyways, there's a massive game going on tomorrow down in New Orleans, which Tom Brady, the lookalike of all the people that will be in here later, is going to be calling tomorrow night. In New Orleans, the Chiefs and the Eagles face off for the second time in 3 years now. And so we kind of look back and you see the last Super Bowl where the Eagles played tremendous.
I do just have to interrupt because Christian Arcan just texted
of course
me to
you
say
did.
Your doppelganger is Karen Reed.
Oh,
which I have forgotten. I do get that from time to time.
Do you? Interesting. Okay, I'll have to take a closer look. I don't.
People say we could.
I think I've only seen a picture of her like twice. So.
What?
Yeah.
Your show literally took a photo with her.
I know. I got sent. Okay, so quick tangent time.
Okay.
Greg happened to meet Alan Jackson out in the wild and sent a photo to our group. And Courtney goes, "Oh my God!" in all capitals, and I responded with, "Should I know who that is? Because I just from a picture, I have no idea who it is." And I was then scolded by my comrades on that program for not knowing who it was. But yeah, you know, I don't follow it quite as in depth.
Karen
as
Reed
I do.
Is in
and when
news,
I do, it's
like
all audio
every
and
day. Every time. By the way, this is just another quick tangent. There's going to be a few of these.
Yeah,
deal with it. Like this, we'll get to the Patriots.
Tom Brady lookalike day, of course.
But. I've been getting into the local news, which is a weird thing for me.
Mm-hmm. That means you're getting old. No offense.
No, but I feel like turning on the local news at 6 p.m., you know, Channel 7, Channel 25, like all these WBZ, all these local outlets, it's starting to feel like I'm just tuning into like Boston gossip.
Ooh.
And I kind of like that.
That's kind of nice. I'll give you that.
It's kind of what it is. Like it's a lot of crime and then there's weird gossip. And in every single newscast, there's a Karen Reed story.
And are you as big a crime drama fan as people like Courtney and Greg?
I am, but local crime's kind of a bummer.
That's fair.
No, like that's not a fun kind
that's
of
true.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like I like getting into cold cases from like the 1800s,
okay.
Stuff like that, where I feel extremely detached.
You're a big Jack the Ripper fan.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
That's
okay.
What I'm
that
talking
tracks.
About. That's what I'm talking about. Like something where it feels like this almost doesn't. I understand there were real people involved, but it's so separated from me that I'm not going to get involved emotionally and feel horrible about everything I'm reading.
Yeah.
So, but it's just a way to say the local broadcasts. I don't. Is there like a quota that they have to hit where every single time they have a Karen Reed story? It's like,
no,
Karen
I think it's
Reed
just a huge talk. I mean, it's going to be
Karen Reed did this, Karen Reed did that. So I feel that I see her all the time, and I understand why people think that there's a resemblance between us, mostly because we both have long, light brown hair and are a slender build and have really big teeth. That's what it comes down to.
Okay, so it's the texters that text in about your big teeth. That's the reason. I got it. Okay. All right, I get that. Yeah, I just all the stories I see are all things that I read and listen to, not necessarily that I watch. And so that's probably why
kind
I'm just like
flex.
Yeah, what?
So smart.
How is that a flex?
I don't watch my news. I don't listen to my news. I read it.
Yeah, I ingest it on my phone like a millennial. You know, I just I doom scroll. I find everything. I read quickly, and then I get out. It's the same thing with like sports articles. That's where I get them all on Twitter. People tweet them out. I'm like, oh, sweet, click, and
Shime.
I read, and then I'm out.
Shime, this Super Bowl is so boring that I've been watching
really
the local news instead of my ESPNs.
Why do you find
my
it boring?
FS1s. You don't find this Super Bowl tomorrow boring?
No, I find it actually very exciting.
I find it horrible. This is the least excited I've been for a Super Bowl in I don't know how long.
I don't know.
Obviously, like, it's different since the Patriots haven't been playing in it recently. But, like, I was so stoked for conference championship weekend, and not just because the Commanders were in it. I was so stoked for divisional weekend. It served. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was
I was stoked even for wild card weekend, which we know is never good.
No, it's we generally blowouts.
Know
it was
it's
year.
Like the first round of the playoffs in any sport.
But it was playoff football, and it was here, and we were excited.
It was so fun. And then we landed here with the Eagles, who I don't really like outside of Saquon Barkley.
He's awesome.
The Chiefs, who nobody wants to see win. And I'm just blah. We just had
just
this
blah.
In 2022. It's not a fun rivalry. There's not really any interpersonal dynamics between these teams that should make it fun.
Yeah.
You don't even have Kelce's going against Kelce.
Yeah, but like
there's
you have
nothing good about this.
See, I would disagree. I think Nick Sirianni is a very polarizing character. A lot of people dislike him, hate him. I think the Chiefs are very hateable between Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. And so I think hate is a powerful emotion, and people will hate watch this Super Bowl more so than they have in other years. Like, I go back to, you know, Steelers, Cardinals. Entering that Super Bowl, that wasn't exciting.
That was a bad one.
That was like, the game itself was great. Like,
no,
the finish of the game.
But
the lead up was brutal.
Yeah,
it was brutal. Even like the Broncos Panthers game. Like, it was cool Cam Newton finally got to a Super Bowl. He was the MVP. But that Broncos team was just such a weird team. There was no juice to it. It was just all defense because Peyton Manning was a noodle arm at that point. So, like, you look back to that one was kind of boring. Boring. And so, but this to me, I find very exciting because I look at Jalen Hurts as having a chance to kind of cement himself as the second most successful quarterback in football at this current moment. Like, the guy just wins football games every year, and nobody wants to recognize him as a good quarterback. But if he beats Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, he's one of what, like four active quarterbacks with a Super Bowl, and two of which are close to retirement, and Matthew Stafford and Russell Wilson. Oh, and Aaron Rodgers. All three of them are close to retirement. It's really just him and Patrick Mahomes as contemporaries who are Super Bowl champions. And so that, to me, becomes a huge storyline. And then again, Saquon Barkley is going for arguably the greatest season ever by a professional running back from top to bottom, from the start of the regular season all the way through the postseason. He's 30 yards away from breaking the single-season rushing record in that regard. I think he's 156 or 159 away from breaking the playoff rushing record. Like, he is in a position that could cement him for history. And then on top of it, you have the three chief, the Chief Pete in play here, and Travis Kelce could propose to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl.
Oh, who cares, like, about that?
But I think all of that leads to an exciting game. Like, there is a lot of buildup, I think, for this game.
I think that the Chiefs fatigue is so strong for me.
Really?
And as somebody who didn't grow up in New England,
yeah,
there's that on top of
you don't
of
have the same level of hate for them that I do.
I don't. And so I don't have these emotions wrapped up in whether or not the Chiefs are going to be too close on the Patriots' tail if they win, and whether what they're doing will discredit any part of the dynasties of the Patriots. And I
sure
say two, because there really are two separate ones that, yep, make up the entire dynasty. Whether that discredits the Patriots, like, I just don't have a dog in that fight. I'm really excited about Saquon, and I hope that the Eagles win. That is the slant that I'm on. But I don't find Sirianni or the rest of the Eagles coaching staff to be very impressive.
You don't like Big Dom?
No. No, I don't. Jalen Hurts, to me, is just another example of the argument of, is winning a quarterback stat, like, if Jalen Hurts wins this Super Bowl and becomes one of then would be three Patrick Mahomes stoppers along with Brady and Burrow,
yeah,
then do we talk about him in a different light than we
should
have been? Is he underrated? I know that's something you've been on.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is underrated and he deserves more respect. To be honest, I don't care about Jalen Hurts that much. Like, I just don't. When you look at what you think is going to happen in this Super Bowl, do you think that if the Eagles win and the recipe that it would take for them to win, that Jalen Hurts is going to be MVP?
I think he can be. I mean, if
it's going to be Saquon.
It might be. I mean, 2 years ago, when this or 3 years ago, whatever it was, now that these two teams faced off in the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts had like the greatest game he's ever had in his career. If he replicates that again tomorrow night, of course he's going to be MVP.
If he replicates,
he's the quarterback of the football team.
If he replicates that again, I think that they're in trouble because they need to win this game through the ground game.
Oh, see, I think I don't think Kansas City's offense is quite as impressive as they were the last time these two teams faced off.
And I think certainly not.
This Eagles defense is also far more impressive than they were the last time. So I think if Jalen Hurts performs like he did in the last Super Bowl against the Chiefs, like, the Eagles might win by 12 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
So last night, last I checked, it was -1 Chiefs.
Chiefs minus 1.5.
I've seen it waver between basically -2 and pick 'em.
Yep. Correct.
So are you're saying that you think the Eagles could win by 12?
So, yeah, so here's...
Why are you so slanted the other way?
Well, so here's kind of...
Because of the Jalen Hurts disrespect?
If it's a one-possession game, Patrick Mahomes won't lose.
Okay.
That's kind of where I'm at, is it's like, if it's close in the fourth quarter and it's a one-possession game, the Chiefs just don't lose. They've
now,
won 17 straight.
Now, I recall you saying that about Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
And so does that feed into your Eagles going to be
Bingo.
Up by 12?
It's very much the same thing. Either the Eagles win by dominating the football game on offense and
dominating.
On defense. Dominating.
Big
just like,
dominating.
Just like in that Tampa Bay-Kansas City Super Bowl where Tom Brady beat him, 31-9 or 30-9. Like, it's going to look like that for the Eagles, or Patrick Mahomes is going to win by a field goal or 4 points, because that's just who the Chiefs are. They're a one-possession win. They keep things close, and they always win in crunch time, whether it's because of a play Patrick Mahomes makes, a questionable call by the officials, a clutch field goal, whatever it is, the Chiefs always find a way to win in those tight moments.
And it's so annoying. And I'm going the other way. I do think it's going to be a one score game. Mm. I think it's going to be really tight. I see it being like 24-21 Eagles.
Okay. Interesting.
I think the Eagles will win. But
yeah.
I think it's not going to be Patrick Mahomes getting it done in the final seconds of the game like we've seen so many times. I think the Eagles are able to just play their game and control this.
617-779-7937 if you want to weigh in today. Shime and Mega live from Timeout Market Boston in the Fenway. We will be here all the way up until 3 o'clock today. 2 o'clock, the Tom Brady lookalike contest starts here, which I am excited for. I'm curious to see just how many Tom Brady doppelgangers we get. If you have doppelgangers for me and Mega, feel free to send those in.
Okay.
I'm curious people's thoughts. They haven't seen us too many times. I've been on a couple road shows. Mego, you've been out and about a few times. So maybe the listeners have a couple lookalikes for us. We'd love to hear them. 617-779-7937, also the text line number. But right now, Zach is going to get you caught up with what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins welcome Bruce Cassidy and the Vegas Golden Knights to TD Garden this afternoon in their final game before the two-week layoff for the Four Nation faceoff. Jeremy Swayman expected to be in net for the Bees. Puck drop scheduled for 3:30. Celtics also in action tonight at a different garden, Madison Square Garden, as they take on the New York Knicks. Seas have already ruled out guard Jrue Holiday, who will miss his second straight game with a right shoulder impingement. Tip-off from MSG at 8:30. Final preparations underway for Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans tomorrow night. Eagles DN Brandon Graham, the only notable name on either injury report. He's listed as questionable with an elbow injury. Don't forget, you can hear Westwood One's coverage of the Super Bowl right here on WEEI. Coverage starts at 2 o'clock with kickoff between the Chiefs and Eagles at 6:30. Busy day of college hoops as we are a little over a month away from Selection Sunday. Notable matchups include top-ranked Auburn hosting number 6 Florida, number 10 Texas A&M heading to number 15 Mizzou, and the 13th-ranked Red Raiders of Texas Tech are in Arizona taking on the 20th-ranked Wildcats. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Mego and Shime coming up after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of Mego and Sean on WEEI.
Mego and Chime here, live from Time Out Market Boston in the Fenway. Not in our normal Brighton studios today. They actually let us out on our own into the wild. Kind of shocked, I'm not going to lie. But normally for all the Greg Hill Road shows, I'm stuck back at the studio. I don't get to go see the people. So I feel special today. I get to be out and amongst the people. The Tom Brady lookalike contest will be happening here at around 2 o'clock this afternoon, which we are excited for. But, Mego, we were just talking about the Super Bowl upcoming, Philadelphia and Kansas
You're
City
excited,
tomorrow night.
I'm
thrilled. Mego is bored out of her mind.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to eat lots of good food. I'm going to enjoy the halftime show of Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
I'm nervous, excited, curious to see what the response is from the mainstream audience.
That's going to be interesting. Yeah,
if Kendrick Lamar.
If it goes similarly to how I was playing Kendrick Lamar rejoins yesterday for Greg, then I assume...
What happened?
Not too well. Greg, not a big fan. He was
Why?
Not enjoying it. I was like halfway through the show, and he's like, all right, we need to do other stuff. And I'm like, hey, he's the halftime show. What do you want from me? I'm playing
I
as many as
Kendrick.
I want. Me too. I do too. Wiggy was all in. It was great. But, you know.
What was Courtney's
some
stance?
People. She stayed neutral. She was like, what was it, Switzerland? Yeah,
she was like, leave me out of this.
Yep, exactly. She didn't want to have a fight with anybody. But ahead of the Super Bowl, Mego, the thought kind of crossed our minds a little bit. The Eagles have now been to three Super Bowls since 2017. They were there with Nick Foles when they beat the New England Patriots. Then they got back with Jalen Hurts just a few years ago, and now they're back again. And so they've been here now three times in the last 8 years with completely different rosters. This defense, entirely different outside of maybe Darius Slay than the one they were there with just 2 years ago. The quarterback, different than the one from 2017. With all that turnover and with all that in mind, also two different coaches in those Super Bowls. How long do you think it's going to take for the New England Patriots to find their way back to a Super Bowl and competing for a title again?
Yeah, when I first proposed this idea, I wondered if you thought I was crazy stupid.
Not at all.
Crazy stupid saying how long till the Patriots are back in the Super Bowl, because they're coming off of back-to-back four-win seasons. They looked incredibly incompetent for the most part the last 2 years.
Not great.
And to sit here and say, well, when are the Patriots going to be back in the Super Bowl? It's like, a, I don't know, wait for a decade. You had two decades of dominance, and now you're in the basement of the league. But you do look at the Eagles, and they beat you in 2017. Patriots win the following year. And then these two teams go, these two franchises go in completely different directions, where, as you said, the Eagles make these decisive moves. They restart at quarterback. They restart with their coach. They go through a bunch of different hiring cycles with their offensive coordinators to try to see what's going to work with Jalen Hurts, instead of just going through cycling quarterbacks and picks and all this stuff that we've seen the Patriots do. And so ultimately, if they've at least gotten it right with the quarterback and hopefully the coach, although we haven't seen anything that Vrabel's done yet.
Not a
single
thing.
It's just so
only what he's done in Tennessee.
How long? And I think it should be 5 years or under. I think that should be the benchmark.
You think they should be back in the Super Bowl by 2030?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have the quarterback. Like, you know, right, that you have Drake May as a franchise quarterback.
Sure.
Or you're willing to put it on the line that Drake May is the caliber of quarterback that can get you to a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm not saying, like, you necessarily have to win the Super Bowl in 2030.
Just get there.
But if the Eagles, who are a well-run franchise, can completely reassemble themselves, and after winning in 2017, break it down, build it all back up, get there in 2020, and then get there again in 2025, you can't get there once after 5 years? I'm saying 5 years from now, not five years from last year, not 5 years from a rebuild of 2 years ago. I'm saying five years from now. That should be the benchmark of what you're looking at.
I think that is being overly optimistic.
I'm not trying to be optimistic. I'm trying to hold the feet to the fire.
Yeah, I think that is.
I'm not saying optimistic. I'm saying if you're a great franchise and you're not just about Brady and Belichick and the glory days.
That's such a big ask.
DJ,
Mego, how many?
Well, if the Eagles can do it, why can't you do it?
Because, do you want to know why?
What?
There's one major reason why.
Okay.
His name is Patrick Mahomes. You have to go through Patrick Mahomes to get to a Super Bowl every single year. And not only that, like, Josh Allen hasn't been able to even get to a Super Bowl. And it's almost, I mean, he's absolutely
but Drake
a
May
top.
Is Josh Allen 2.0, isn't he?
Yeah, but Josh Allen is already a top three quarterback in football, if not number two, and he can't even get there. Lamar Jackson can't even get there because this guy named Patrick Mahomes stands in their way. There's only one person or two people that have gotten through Patrick Mahomes to get to a Super Bowl. It's Tom Brady, who's calling the games now, and Joe Burrow, who can't stay healthy. His team can't figure it out. Like, that's it. Those are the only two guys that have even stopped Patrick Mahomes in an AFC Championship game. I think asking the Patriots to do that, even with Drake May, who I love, and you know how much I love the guy, like, that is such a strong ask. I think it is very reasonable to ask they get to that game, the AFC Championship game, in the next 5 years. But to say they have to be in a Super Bowl, I think is just such a massive, massive over-ask, knowing who you have to get through to get there.
Well, you don't get anything unless you ask.
Sure.
And this is,
it's just in the NFC, there's none of these quarterbacks, right? Like, it's like,
well, there is now.
Okay, yep, there's Jaden Daniels now.
Put some respect on
him. But prior to this year, there weren't any of those guys. Like, Aaron Rodgers has kind of been getting phased out over the last 5-6 years anyways. He was the one major quarterback figure in the NFC, but most of the time in the NFC, it's all just great rosters. The Eagles, the 49ers, the Lions, the Vikings, they're all just great rosters. They're not all great quarterbacks. And so I felt like it was a much easier thing to do to get there in the NFC than in the AFC.
I get that. I just think that Maybe we are already putting Mahomes up with Brady in the idea of Mahomes is going to have a reign of terror for the next 5 years.
Yep.
At some point, there's going to be a fallow point.
Yeah.
At some point, he's going to fall off a little bit.
He's going to lose before the AFC Championship.
Yes. At some point, he's going to, or you're going to be able to beat him in an AFC Championship.
Or he's going to get hurt.
Otherwise,
just like Brady did.
It's just the kind of thing where you look at it and go, well, then why bother? Why bother? I think that giving them 5 years to rebuild to get to the point where they can be back in a Super Bowl is either declaring that you do think that the Patriots are a well-run organization from ownership down, or you have no belief in it.
Yeah,
you just think that they got lucky.
My thought is it's like they don't need to get to one, but they need to be seen as legitimate competitors for one, right? They need to be in an AFC Championship game competing against Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson in order to get there, right? Because you're right. Odds are, at some point, the Chiefs will have, like, a bad season. You, however, though, have to be in a position to capitalize on that bad season if you even want to get to the Super Bowl, in my opinion. Right? So, like, it needs to be 2 or 3 years from now. Your roster's great. Drake May's the top five quarterback in football. And then all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes gets hurt, and boom, everybody, it's a free-for-all.
Right.
Then it becomes open season. Anybody can get there. But until that moment comes, like, it just becomes way too difficult to have to get through a gauntlet of guys like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. Like, dude, these guys are all so, so good, and they're so much farther ahead of Drake May in the development process, with the teams, with the coaches, everything, that it seems
Shine,
unreasonable.
We're talking about half a decade.
I understand.
I'm not saying they should be back there next year or the year after that or the year after that or the year after that. I'm saying the year after that. Like,
yeah,
how long
I
do
get
you
it.
Want this franchise to be wandering in the desert?
But if you're competing for a Super Bowl and you're getting to an AFC Championship game, you're not wandering in the desert. You're a good football team. However, you just happen to be in the best conference we've seen in quite a long time. Since it was Brady, Manning, Rivers, Roethlisberger, all those guys. Like, that's how long ago it's been since this conference has been that
good.
So
essentially what you're saying is in the next 5 years, you basically expect Drake to be Rivers. Because other guys that you named got to Super Bowls.
Kinda.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Sucks.
You need him to far surpass that. You need him to jump way, way, way ahead of that. I've even said, after watching this season, I hope that it's a lot different now with Mike Vrabel in charge. But watching this season, I was nervous he was going to be Matthew Stafford. And he wouldn't even be able to compete for a Super Bowl until he got traded. Like, that's kind of where I was at. I thought he would be wildly talented and just one of the greatest, like, just pure quarterback talents we've seen, but just be unable to win because the team is so inept around him. Luckily, hopefully, Vrabel will change that. But, I'm still not confident you're going to be able to beat Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes over the next 4 years, 5 years.
Quarterbacks. Sometimes quarterbacks move.
True.
Some may get to a point where, look, I don't think it's going to be Lamar Jackson because he just went through this. But maybe it gets to a point where one of these guys says, you know what? I don't want to go through Mahomes every year. I'm going to go to another conference.
It may happen, but I'm pretty sure they all just signed contracts. So they're going to be around for quite a while. Like, Joe Burrow just signed a contract. Lamar Jackson just signed a contract. Josh Allen's in his contract. But
I can't see Josh Allen leaving Buffalo.
Yeah, he's never going
to
leave.
He's just not the type.
No, he seems like he's going to be in Buffalo forever. Whether he becomes Dan Marino or Ben Roethlisberger or Tom Brady, like, he's going to stay in Buffalo.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll get a situation where it's like Mavs, Luka. And they
where they just
that,
randomly deal them for like nothing.
Yeah, now nothing is off the table.
That's true.
I never thought a trade like that would happen in the modern NBA. Like, that was such an incredible blockbuster. So now I'm extending it to all sports and saying unprecedented stupidity can occur.
What would that trade be in the NFL? Just completely.
I hate
because,
this comparison,
because,
though.
Because Schefter tried to make
I
it like
hated it.
Burrow for Lamar, which made no sense.
He said something like, this is the equivalent in the NFL if Burrow or Lamar were traded.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense. Like, you would have to say it would be like, I think at this point, it would be like trading Josh Allen for Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think it's that strong.
Okay, what
about Anthony Davis is not the Anthony Davis is still a really good player.
Yeah,
and Aaron Rodgers is a mess.
Is it more like Josh Allen for Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, yeah, that actually feels much
Yeah, the
more.
Old guy with some injury history but who has done it before in big spots versus the guy who's arguably a top five talent in the sport and just hasn't been able to kind of get over the hump.
Yeah, I like that comparison much more, to be honest.
Yeah, and so...
And beloved by their local market.
I also do love the, like, trading Beyonce for Chili of TLC.
Wait,
did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
not
it was
see
great.
That.
Jones and Keefe mentioned it on their show. I think even we mentioned it on ours. Somebody on Twitter was like, look, I don't watch basketball. Can someone explain this to me in other terms? And they're like, sure. It's like if you traded Beyonce from Destiny's Child to Chili from TLC, that's what this is like.
Yeah, maybe if you got Left Eye, R.I.P.
Ooh, okay.
R.I.P. Left Eye in all her prime. She was a wild one.
Yep. R.I.P. I'm a big No Scrubs guy. I got to be honest. That song rips.
Yes. Waterfalls.
Don't Go Chasing.
Creep. Creep is the ultimate.
Okay, that's probably where I my knowledge runs out. Is
you
Waterfalls
don't know Creep? Okay, well, I'll show you it during the break. Don't worry. Maybe we'll get the DJ here to play because we are at Timeout Market. We're here until 3 p.m. The Tom Brady lookalike contest is supposed to start in just under a half hour. I think I've seen one Brady jersey, so I'm getting a little nervous that perhaps we don't have the delusional folk who think that they are as handsome as Tom Brady.
Oh, no, there's definitely guys out there. There's got to be. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of guys out there that think they look like Tom Brady, right?
I feel like if you just walk over to Harvard or BC, you'd stumble across like 10 guys who think they're as handsome.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe go hunting over there.
Yeah, I feel like we will. They'll all pour in like 10 minutes beforehand, and it'll just be like a wave. They all come in together.
Guy like, move. They're like, I'll just get there right when it starts.
Fashionably late. Right at the starts. Yeah, exactly. I would love to do that, but unfortunately, we have to be here early for our shows. Otherwise, we're not on the air. So, you know. Can't pull the cool guy fashionably late move. 617-779-7937 if you want to weigh in today. That's also the text line for us. Mego, there was also a bit of audio you wanted to get to here regarding T. Higgins.
Okay, so this is from Radio Row at the Super Bowl. This was Phil Perry from NBC Sports Boston speaking with Ian Rappaport and trying to gauge his interest on or gauge what he's hearing about the Patriots' interest in free agents. And what may happen with one T. Higgins, who is a pending free agent from the Bengals, of course.
I wonder if T. Higgins will be part of their plan this coming offseason. I think there are a lot of people who assume and rank him as maybe the best free agent across positions. It's a need for the Patriots, that receiver spot.
Sure.
He changed agents,
he did.
Ian. Now he is the same agent as Ja'Marr Chase. I wonder if you feel as though... that makes it more likely that he actually stays in Cincinnati. Is he even going to be available to the Patriots is the question.
So I do think it makes it more likely he stays in Cincinnati. And it's important to remember, and we do this every year, we get the free agent list. It's February, and you're like, man, look at these top free agents. And then really what you need to do is chop off the first 10 because they all get tagged or do deals with their team. And I don't know if T. Higgins is going to be free, but I wouldn't bet my life on it. And so I think a lot of people are like, man, T. Higgins, he could be on our team. And you see the photoshops, and that's the stuff that really makes free agency fun. But I need to see whether or not he gets tagged first. Because that's the only thing is, do they tag him a second time and go, we're just going to hold him and try to do a deal with him? Now, if he, you know, is free and goes somewhere, like, to me, the Patriots have as good a chance as anyone because they got a guy. But I need to see if he's free first.
Okay, so I wanted to play this because I know it's a bit of a downer, but I think I'm trying to bring Patriots fans back 10 toes down to reality to make a point of who I want them to get and how I want them to get it.
Okay.
Because we have all had our sights on T. Higgins and whether he would be a good fit and whether he'll be available for the Patriots since this time last year. When the Bengals got up to the mic and basically said, hey, go find your own T. Higgins.
Yep.
Okay, we did a good job finding our receivers in the drafts. Why don't you go draft your own receivers instead of lusting after ours? Now, T. Higgins, he's a pending free agent. Once again, he's kind of in the Calvin Ridley spot of last year where he's certainly the number one most desirable wide receiver that's in the free agent market. And he might get tagged again by the Bengals. He might just get re-signed there. Even if he is made available, the Patriots are going to make a good faith effort to go out there and get him, but they're not going to be the only ones. They're probably not going to be one of three teams. They're probably not going to be one of five teams who are kicking the tires on T. Higgins.
And they're not going to even be close to the best team kicking the tires on T. Higgins.
So it brings me to the point that I think as excited as everybody gets about free agency, listen to what Rap Sheet said there. Free agency is fun. It's fun to look at the photoshops. It's fun to think about how much you could go out and just throw money, throw the bag at somebody, and you don't have to part with your draft capital or anybody on your roster,
yep.
anything like that. It's not reality. You're going to have to swing a trade for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I fully believe that if you want to bring a bona fide real receiver in on this team and you don't hit on it in this draft, you have to go out and trade for it. And that's why I'm saying suck it up, go get Cooper Kupp.
Okay.
Part with a third. You're going to have to.
Yeah.
That's the way that you get Cooper Kupp. You have two thirds. You traded Matthew Judon last summer, and that's the point of all of this. You're going to have to part with that. Everybody's like, oh, it'd be fun with parting with a fourth for Cooper Kupp. You're going to have to beat out other teams even for him. And he's a 32-year-old.
Yep.
Who hasn't played a full season.
2 years left on his contract. You're only going to owe him, I want to say it's like in total about $32 million over the next 2 years.
So, and the Rams have said that they're open to eating some of his costs, some of the extracurricular stuff on his contract.
I
think he's a good fit for you, and I know a lot of people look down their nose at that because he's 32, because he hasn't been fully healthy in years. But he's a versatile guy, as I'm sure you agree with.
He would fit, as much as I hate the offense, he would fit perfect in a Josh McDaniels
He would fit perfectly.
Offense.
He can almost line up like a tight end. I know nobody wants to hear about blocking receivers.
No, but he can line up literally anywhere.
But your line sucks.
Yep.
And on top of that, you need a grown-up with that group of goofballs.
Especially
in the receiver room.
Yeah.
The receiver room is atrocious. They don't walk the walk. All they do is talk the talk.
Yeah.
You need a grown-up
Jaylen
in that
Polk
room.
Jaylen Polk at the Celtics game the other night.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
like second
see that.
Row. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, right there on the court. Feet down on the parquet.
Okay. Well, good for him.
But I you're right. They definitely need an adult in the room. That's why I love the move for a veteran wide receiver. I was in on the idea of Cooper Kupp as soon as he became available. Theoretically, I mean, they're going to cut him anyways. So you're going to get him really, really cheap. You're not going to have to spend a lot. A third or a fourth to me sounds reasonable. I wouldn't go any higher than a third. I don't think you need to. I don't think other teams are going to just because of his age and where he's at in his career. He's kind of struggled with injuries and just staying healthy last season, even the season before. But, I mean, this is a guy just, what, 3 years removed from winning the Triple Crown?
Yeah.
This guy is really, really good.
4 years.
Okay, 4 years. But even still, like, he is really talented, and you're right. He would fit perfect in the McDaniels offense. He would be perfect for this team. Exactly what they need. They need a leader in that receiver room and a guy who knows how to play the sport. Like,
and
he's perfect.
I know people will look at the stage that the Patriots are in their rebuild and say, I don't want them parting with draft capital for a 32-year-old on this roster who's oft injured. First of all, I'd say T. Higgins also only played 12 games last year. That's how many Cooper Kupp played. On top of that, just think of it as, would you trade Matthew Judon right now for Cooper Kupp?
Yes, 100%.
And if the answer is yes, that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
That's the draft pick that you're moving.
Send them the Atlanta
that's
Falcons pick, and then you're not getting rid of any of your draft capital.
Exactly.
It's simple.
That's all you have to think of it as, is to make yourself fall asleep at night with a clear mind and clear conscience.
It does worry me, though. You set the number at 5 years the Patriots should be back in the Super Bowl, and yet they probably won't even be able to get a guy like T. Higgins on the team. It's tough.
Not this year, but maybe they get their T. Higgins-ish next year, or
okay.
the year after,
or, in the,
or
draft?
The year after that,
yeah,
or the year after
maybe.
That, because once again, we're talking about them being back in the Super Bowl in 5 years, Shime. You are being way too soft on this organization.
I don't think I am.
Them way too much cushion.
Nope, I don't think I am. I am very critical of my guy, Drake May. 617-779-7937 if you want to weigh in today. Mego and Sean live from Timeout Market Boston, where the Tom Brady lookalike contest will be happening shortly.
In.
I have seen a couple of them
Brady.
Get up to the sign-up
I saw
table.
Leather jacket era
yep.
Brady.
Yes, I did. I did as well. He actually looked pretty close. It's the closest one I've seen so far, I think. 617-779-7937. We'll be back with more here on Mego and Shime on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
You're listening to Mego and Shime on WEEI.
Mego and Shime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, streaming live from Time Out Market Boston today.
Yes.
We are here for the Tom Brady lookalike competition, which should be happening in about 10 minutes or so. Seen a lot of people sign up already.
As I've heard, there are officially 8 Tom Brady lookalikes who have entered the contest so far.
Okay, and as we said, the handsome guy mentality is I'm going to show up right at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
So we'll probably get a few more coming in right around 2 o'clock, which is great. Excited for that. Excited to see the contestants. I know I've seen a couple of them. One of them definitely already towards the top of my list, for sure. But we've talked a lot about the Super Bowl coming up tomorrow, which
it's
Tom Brady will be calling.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad one.
Mago's bored out of her mind with it. We've also talked about what it'll take for the New England Patriots to get back to the Super Bowl. But a guy who knows...
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years for Mega. But a guy who knows Super Bowls really well here in New England was Adam Vinatieri.
Yes.
Adam Vinatieri was one of the major reasons why you won those first three Super Bowls. Curtis said on our show earlier this week as well that he felt like in that 07 Super Bowl might have been a win if Adam Vinatieri was here instead of Stephen Gostkowski, because you might have attempted that field goal late in the game. But you look at the Hall of Fame induction, and Adam Vinatieri gets snubbed, more or less. You get guys like Jared Allen, Eric Allen, Sterling Sharp, and Antonio Gates, who get into the NFL Hall of Fame in the 2025 class. Adam Vinatieri left off. He was one of the seven finalists, so he'll be a finalist in 2026. Mego, do you feel like he was snubbed? Do you think this is a normal kicker bias? Where are you kind of at with the whole Adam Vinatieri being left out of the Hall of Fame class?
Yes, both. I think
yes,
it's a
both.
Total
okay.
snub. Vinatieri is inarguably the greatest place kicker in the history of the NFL.
Has the most points scored in
most
NFL history.
Most points of any player in NFL history.
Four Super Bowl rings, three with the Patriots.
Most overtime field goals.
Yep.
And he's clutch. He's part of the greatest dynasty in the history of the NFL. And there are only two place kickers in the Hall of Fame as we sit here today.
Jan Stenerud and Morten Andersen.
Wow, look at that.
There's also one punter, Ray Guy. You're welcome.
Okay, so I think that this is more about the special teams side of it and not wanting to put a kicker in on the first ballot. And I just think that's bullcrap. If you're going to treat special teams like that, have a different process for the ballot that you put them on in the Hall of Fame. I just think, I don't want to go so far as to say this is disrespectful to special teams, because I'm not like that defiant.
Punters are people
protective
too.
Of special teams. I swear that's for Pat McAfee to do on his show. But I just think that it's kind of disrespectful. And you put somebody like Eric Allen in, fine, like, nice for him.
Did he really need to be
if
in?
If it's at the expense of Adam Vinatieri, then that's bullcrap. And they need to – these Hall of Fame voters just wield this power around. It's so dumb, and it's just frustrating because there have been a couple snubs, okay, from that era of Patriots dynasty. Ronnie Harrison famously has been snubbed. Yep. And I can at least understand that for Vinatieri. He's undisputed the greatest at that position. And when you have a greatest at a position, they should get in on the first ballot.
I agree. And I think that's the bigger issue, is that it is part of a kicker bias. But ultimately, like, NFL Hall of Fame voters don't get you in right away. Unless you are
you have to, like, earn it.
Unless you're a clear-cut, like, Hall of Famer, you're not a first ballot guy. T.O., who is quite possibly, outside of Randy Moss, the greatest receiver I've ever watched play football, didn't get in on the first ballot. Like, that to me is insanity. And so Antonio Gates is the only first-time guy that got in this year. The other three guys had to wait. I mean, Jared Allen's been on the list now for a few years. Eric Allen's been – God, his last season was the snowball game, the Tuck Rule game. And then – Sterling Sharp played in the 90s. Like, these are guys that haven't played in 20 or 30 years that we're now just putting in the Hall of Fame. And the fact that they want to wave this power around and make you wait, make you sit, make you think, and just that, oh, maybe I won't get in, maybe I won't get in, and then finally put
you
in, is silly. Like, if you should be in,
stupid.
You should be in.
It's extra stupid for Vinatieri, because as you said, you're talking about players who are getting in now who played in the 90s. Vinatieri played for 24 seasons.
Yeah.
So it's almost like he's getting punished because of his longevity.
You're just creating a logjam, because next year you have three guys, at least two, that are without a doubt first ballot Hall of Famers in Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald. Like, those guys are in. Frank Gore will probably get in because he's number three all time on the rushing list. Even though he wasn't, like, amazing, his longevity in his career as a running back was really, really impressive. So he'll probably get in. And you can only put in five guys in a given year, which means that there's only two other spots, and that means – and they don't have to put five in. As you saw this year, there was only four. They're probably also going to put some other guy who's been sitting around for 20 years in. So that takes up another spot. And then, like, oh, yeah, by the way, Bill Belichick's technically eligible for the Hall of Fame next year.
What's a greater snub? The Hall of Fame snubbing so far, just even getting this far on the ballot for Robert Kraft, or Vinatieri getting snubbed out of a first ballot? Because I actually think it's Vinatieri. Again, he's the best at his position, and if you're the best at your position in history, you should be in on the first ballot.
I I would actually say Robert Kraft. Like, he was we don't like to give him any credit, but he's technically the owner of the team that has had the greatest dynasty in the history of sports. A 20-year run with basically three separate eras within one giant dynasty.
Shime, if the Patriots get back to the Super Bowl in 5 years, Robert Kraft should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing. Like, he should already be in. So if they're able to somehow get back there, of course he should get in. Like, he's done way more than Jerry Jones or any of these other guys that are already in the
political.
Hall of Fame.
Like, that's the thing, though. Like, so much of this is political. Especially with the owners, but with a place kicker, it shouldn't be. It's just stupid.
Yeah, they hate special teamers. I mean, that's why there's only three of them in the Hall of Fame. Like, you know, you should put guys like Adam Vinatieri or a guy like Matthew Slater, when he's eligible, should be considered for what he did at that position. I understand. He won't be. He should be, but he won't be. But it's like, you look at it, and it's guys like that who are, you know, how many All-Pros and Pro Bowls did Matthew Slater get? He was constantly the special teamer All-Pro. And so you just look at it like that, like they just get overlooked because they don't matter as much. They're not as flashy. They're not the receivers. They're not the running backs. They're not the quarterbacks.
But a kicker does.
But he never gets the credit. Like, it is – kickers get ridiculed when they miss kicks and doink it off the uprights. But when they actually hit the kick, at the end of the day, who's talking about the kicker? Nobody. They're talking about the quarterback who put the kicker in the position to win the football game.
I think because of the dramatics – Vinatieri is in a different class. And again, just
you're probably
another
right.
Reason. I know we agree.
Yeah.
So.
And I think we can all agree, though, that the best part about the Hall of Fame induction was that Eli Manning wasn't even one of the final seven. 617-779-7937 here. It's Mego and Shine on Boston Sports Original. We're broadcasting live from Time Out Market Boston in the Fenway. The Tom Brady lookalike competition is coming up shortly. We'll be back with more. We'll even get into the Boston Celtics with their struggles have been at home, have not been fun. So we'll get into that all right here on Mego and Shime on Boston Sports Original.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.